Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life doesn't always go the way we plan. We set goals, chase dreams, and work hard, expecting things to fall into place. But sometimes doors close, opportunities slip away, and we find ourselves wondering, God, what's happening? If you've ever felt this way, you're not alone. In today's message, we'll explore the power of surrender, letting go of our plans and trusting that God's purpose is always greater. We'll look at real-life examples, explore the scripture, and find encouragement in the truth that even when life feels uncertain, God is still in control. Today's topic is, God's plans are greater. And our Bible text is from the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
In 2012, Tim Tebow, the famous Christian quarterback, led the Denver Broncos to an incredible playoff victory against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Many saw this as the start of a long, successful career in the NFL. But just a year later, he was released and struggled to find another team. His dream of being an elite quarterback seemed to be slipping away. It was painful. Confusing. He had worked hard, remained faithful, and yet, things weren't going the way he had planned. Today, maybe you've also been there. Have you poured your heart into something, maybe a career, a relationship, a business, only to watch it crumble? Are you asking God, why is this happening to me? Haven't I put this before you? That's where today's message comes in. God's plans are greater. Even when our dreams seem to be falling apart, He is still in control. Let's look at God's promise for us in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God spoke these words to the Israelites while they were in exile, far from their homes, with their dreams looking shattered. But God was saying, I still have a plan. Trust me. And He's still saying the same thing to us today. The hardest part about trusting God's plan is surrendering our own. It's easy to say, God, I trust you, when everything is going well for us. But what about when the door slams shut? What about when your timeline isn't working out? The book of Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 to 6 tells us, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. God's understanding is infinite. Ours is limited. So, when things don't go as planned, it's not because God has abandoned you. It's because He has something better ahead for you. When plans change, God has greater purpose for us. Let's go back to Tim Tebow. After Tim's football career didn't take off as expected, he would have felt bad and forsaken. Instead, he leaned into God's plan. Today, he is impacting more lives than he ever could have on a football field. Through his foundation, he helps children with special needs, rescues victims of human trafficking, and spreads the gospel worldwide. What about you? What if your disappointment is actually a divine redirection? What if God is asking you to let go of your version of success so He can lead you to something far greater? Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9 reminds us, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." Time to reflect. Take a moment and reflect on these things. What dream or plan have you been holding onto so tightly that you're afraid to release into God's hands? Have you ever considered that God's no might actually be not yet, or that something better is coming? How can you take a step today to surrender your will to His greater plan for your life? As you go today, do not forget that God's plans for you are good. They may not match what you envisioned, but they are always for your best. So, if you are going through a season of uncertainty, take heart. God is not finished with you yet. Trust Him today and release your dreams into His hands. Then watch out, how He's going to unfold something more beautiful than you ever imagined. As you do this, may the Lord strengthen you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the reminder that Your plans are greater than ours. We surrender our dreams, desires, and expectations into Your loving hands. We ask that You help us to trust in Your perfect timing and wisdom. Today, strengthen as many that are feeling lost or discouraged, and remind them that You are always at work for their good. May Your mighty hands guide us, fill our hearts with peace, and lead us in the path You have prepared for us. We commit this day into Your hands, take total control, and may Your will be done in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Leviticus chapter 20 and chapter 21. And for the evening, Matthew chapter 28 verse 1 to 20. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.